We're joined by the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Sean McDonald. Good morning, Coach McDonald.
Hey, Rob. How we doing this morning?
Doing just fine. A bye week for you guys, finally, in week 10. How did you make use of it on Saturday?
Went and watched a college football game. Went down to Harvard Stadium and watched Columbia play Harvard down there.
There you go. Not good way to spend a Saturday.
Yeah. I don't know about that. My wife was a little nuts about it, but it was good to go watch a football game and not have anything to do about it.
How about the break for you guys, both mentally and physical? How nice is it for not only for the coaches to get away, but a break for the players as well?
I think it's huge, you know, and it's different having it this late in the season. At the same time, you're able to, you know, take a rest with some days off. You're able to look at what you're doing both offensively and defensively and see what you have to work on to improve, whether it's individually by position or by defensive or offensive schemes. And then you can prepare a little bit for the team that you're playing, you know, to give yourself and the kids an idea leading up to the week of practice. So it's good. You're nervous because you're playing well up until this week. Just want to hope you carry the momentum through the week and into the week of preparation for the Albany game.
As you did some of that self-scouting we've talked about in the last few weeks, especially how well you guys have played on defense, but what have you what impressed you? What has impressed you with this team to this point that might have surprised you a little bit? And what are some areas that, as we head down to these several big games that you have down the stretch, that you feel like you need to get better at?
Well, you know, I'm happy with the way we've tackled, stopped the run. We've made an effort on the defensive side of the ball to make sure that we work hard on that and that our kids understand their fits and that, more importantly, you know, you listen to Joe talk about Villanova tackling and Maine tackling. That's a huge thing, and I think we've improved over a year span of doing that. On the offensive side of the ball, you know, it's a young quarterback and Trevor Knight that's had to grow each week, each part of this, and learn the troubles in the CAA of taking care of the football, and I think we're getting better at that. You know, this league is so competitive week in and week out, and this league is so good from top to bottom that, you know, you got to understand what you have to do to prepare, and I think our kids have done a decent job of that. So that being said, we'll know more of how we prepare this week for a good Albany team.
We're here with New Hampshire head coach Sean McDonald. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. Once again, you guys enter November with a chance not only to win a CAA title, but to extend that playoff streak. How much do you talk to your guys about the importance of playing these meaningful games in November?
You know, it's huge for them to understand that you got to want to get to this month, and championship month, whatever you want to call it. But the key to it, you know, is that one week at a time, one game at a time mantra that you got to understand that, you know, nothing can happen if you don't win the next one. And so if you focus on that one, it gives you an opportunity to play the next week for something. And that's what we've been able to do through the last couple of weeks of October. And now in the first, you know, the first week that we're playing in November, this is huge for us against, you know, a very good Albany team that's, you know, caused a lot of problems with some of the things they do. So that being said, you got opportunities and our kids are looking forward to playing the game.
Got a couple media questions for you in queue, if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Mark Ross with Albany Times Union.
Hi, Sean.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Hey, you mentioned Trevor. I mean, like Albany, you came into the season with a young quarterback. How has Trevor progressed, and what's the challenge like of trying to bring along a young quarterback while you're trying to win games short term, you know, you're trying to win now?
Yeah, you know, the big thing is that we knew he had talent. He didn't get to play as much the year before because of Goldrich and the kid Reese that was ahead of him was our backup. But when we went through the spring and then we got him through the fall camp, we felt really good about what he could do with the football in his hands. You know, he's a dynamic runner when he's got it. But the thing that we all were concerned about, how is he going to handle the week in and week out, the mental grind of it? And, you know, he's a coach's son. And, you know, that's a big plus because you're around it all the time. And he's growing. The thing you also have to understand is that you can't have him being asked to do everything he needs to do to win a football game. And you can rely on upperclassmen on your offense. You got three seniors in the offensive line. A great tight end who's a senior. Got a great running back who's a senior. Those guys got to bring him along. And they've done a great job in doing that. So you want to work hard to take pressure off of him to be the guy in key situations, but at the same time, work him hard so he can understand the reads and everything he needs to do and distribute the ball to the guys he has to.
Did it help him that he redshirted as a true freshman?
Yes, very much so. He was very fortunate to watch Sean Goldrich and Andy Vallis, two very good, efficient, good quarterbacks here, understand the system, see the system, see how it works, and, you know, try to develop as we went along. The disappointing thing was that his redshirt freshman year, he sprained his ankle extremely bad, missed all 12 out of 15 practices in the spring, so that held him back a little bit. But, again, he studies the game and does a good job of figuring out what we're wanting to do and how we're doing it.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Mark.
Your next question is from the line of Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Coach, I cover JMU down here in Harrisonburg, and I was kind of wondering, since you saw them last month and you were able to see Brian Shore in person and in game plan form, I was kind of wondering, just in your opinion, what makes him so tough to stop, and what was your game plan going in, and what would be your game plan now that you saw him if you had to play him again?
Our game plan wasn't too good going in. They scored 42 on us, you know, and we actually wanted to take away the run game. After watching a bunch of the games before us and seeing that, we wanted to make sure we took away Abdullah and Johnson. At the same time, I truly believe that he was the guy that made the offense go. What makes that kid so good, I think, is that everybody has got around him. You know, they won experienced offensive line. It starts with them. Three redshirt senior guys, and they are very, very good and physical, can protect them. Two, they got skill guys on the perimeter that when they get in open spaces can catch. And then the third thing, the two running backs make it go. So you got to pick your poison with them. You know, the poison we picked, he had an unbelievable game against us. And if we had to do it all over again, probably be very similar, but we were a little more cognizant of where he is and what he's doing, because he put the ball on people. He made plays on third down, not only just throwing it, but just running with his feet and making plays stay alive longer. You know, he was something else, man. We played Loletta last year and played him this year, and those are the two best quarterbacks in the conference in my mind, and they're both really good at what they do.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.
Sean, break down UAlbany. Obviously, they've had a really nice season, 5-4 with an FBS win in there. What has impressed you about them, and what are some of the challenges for you guys?
Well, first thing that jumps off the table is how hard they play. And it starts on their defensive side of the ball. They run to it and do a great job of being opportunistic on the defensive side. They strip the ball out. They pull it out. They rush the quarterback. It's good. And it starts with the kid DeCastro. I love that kid. You know, he can play and plays hard and does some great things. On the offensive side of the ball, it starts up front with their offensive line. And Malloy, their big tackle, is a very guys, I think the best player on their offensive line. They're big guys, they're physical, and obviously the guy that makes them go on the offensive side of the ball is Hanks. You know, the guy's averaging 120 a game, you know, 5 points something to carry. You know, when he hits holes, he not only makes people miss, but he can run through tackles. You know, it's just it's just a good recipe for being a good football team, being able to run the ball with a strong offensive line and a defense that can fly the football and create opportunities for them. You know, they've won on the road here in this league, and they've won on the road against Buffalo and Rhode Island. They played some really good teams down the stretch, you know, Richmond, Maine, Villanova, Delaware, you know, and you watch what they did against Elon running the football. You know, again, this is a team that has a pretty good recipe, and they're doing it well when they're on their target.
All right, Sean, thanks as always for the time this morning, and I look forward to talking to you next week.
No problem. Take care, Rob.
All right, take care.